Welcome back. You're now going to be listening to key number two, journaling. There's no doubt that once you start meditating regularly, a lot of shifts and changes are going to start occurring in your life. You may become flooded with new thoughts, feelings, and ideas about what new steps to take in your life and what are the things you have now that you need to let go of. You may already have some ideas on what are the things you might want to let go of in your life, but taking these steps, you know, requires a lot of courage, a lot of faith, and a lot of willingness to receive something new that can come to you and benefit you on many levels. It is said that one common practice among all highly successful people is that they keep a regular journal. A daily journaling practice will allow you to consciously record your growth, bring up your challenges so that you may sort them out privately, and increase your connection and communication with a higher source. My own journaling started at a very early age. Back then, it was a diary, and I would write about so many things that were happening in my life and how I felt about them. This provided an exceptional tool for working things out that I could access at any time. It allowed an outlet, a venue for so many thoughts and feelings that came up during my growth, and subsequently the peace that resulted because of this practice. At times I would pose questions, asking why things were the way they were. This immediately opened up for me a dialogue I was able to receive from a very loving and compassionate presence, who I could identify at the time to be Mother Mary. With this ongoing dialogue available to me in my diary when I needed it, it gave me so much comfort to know that I was cared for, that I had someone looking over me, and that life experiences that were challenging or that I didn't understand did not have to feel so difficult. This open dialogue with a higher power is what I believe is available to everyone. For me, it eventually led to my channeling abilities. Even today, so many years later, I still keep a journal and I find it an integral part of my personal and spiritual growth. Keeping a journal can be far more than just a chronicling of the events in your life. After you've grown into the habit of writing daily, you'll be tracking your growth and evolution around what you are learning in your life. You'll be able to access deeper reflections about these changes and see how far you've come. Many of these reflections may surprise you, and you may discover solutions you hadn't thought of before. I like to see journaling as a fast track to solutions that otherwise might take you weeks, months, or even years to consolidate into one solid piece of learning. You'll find much relief from the private practice of fleshing out what is going on inside, and peace and contentment will be the result. Your journal is where you find the right words to express how you feel, no matter what it is. You'll access and liberate bottled up emotional energy that can truly weigh you down. Your mind becomes clearer, your thoughts more focused, and you'll feel a sense that you can access so many solutions right there in your journal. Your journal can be your pathway to healing. By taking the time to think, express, and start opening yourself up to what your emotional body has in store, a new freedom can be found by allowing these feelings to elevate into your consciousness. And this can all happen at the pace that you choose. All of your expressions, as personal as they may be, will free you to think and feel more clearly. As your expressions begin to flow, so too will you have the emotional space and mental clarity to begin to hear and feel exactly what your inner guidance is telling you. Writing is your highest point of focus, and as you do it, you call in a higher knowledge, and this again is another key to your greater connection with Source. For both meditation and for journaling, I have a few other tools that I use to contribute to a richer experience. One of these is essential oils, and the other is gemstones. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about these two additional tools I use in my own practice, which I find to be very helpful. Essential oils have the ability to travel right into the limbic system of your brain. That's the part that supports your emotions, behavior, motivation, and long-term memory. As memories may come up from your past, certain essential oils soothe the way to releasing them. Frankincense oil in particular has also been used throughout the ages to stimulate the pineal gland. That's the place that becomes highly stimulated when in deep states of meditation. This is where you can receive divine guidance from Source. Gemstones, when used in the right manner, have the power and ability to store information about yourself and then also to bring in higher frequencies to your aura. I have several specifically designed necklaces that can support you anywhere you are on your journey. You can find both oils and gemstones under the products tab of my website at spiritsourceconnect.com. Quite soon, I'll be offering a course called From Journaling to Channeling to teach you some methods I have developed in order to access that higher wisdom, a higher knowing that has always helped me along the way. Until that time, get yourself some nice paper or a nice blank book and a beautiful pen and create a space in your home for your spiritual journey and start writing today. When you're ready, I invite you to take a look at your workbook and answer the questions that are there for you. By following along with the guidance, you'll be getting closer and closer to the peace and the fulfillment that you seek.